According to Egyptian zoologist Al-Damiri, who lived from 1344 to 1405, the first cat was created when God caused a lion to sneeze, so that animals on Noah's Ark would be freed of mice. Today's episode of History Obscura has been presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you and me to monetize our podcasts. So we always know how much we're going to get when we include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. Tell them History Obscura sent you. Hello, and welcome again to the History Obscura Reading Room. I am, as always, your host, Mandy Gardner. The following brief stories that I'm going to play for you this week were recorded when, for the last time, I was joined by my indomitable co-host, the mostly but not quite silent, Franken Tito. I and the entire estate are heartbroken at the passing of our king of the ethereal airwaves, but as we grieve, we know his presence is sure to pop up now and again among these old walls. For now, as per his instructions, Tito's physical remains will be set aflame aboard a Viking ship pointed towards the blood moon, orange, like Tito's own heart-shaped patches of fur. Of course, not even the great Franken Tito liked water, so that ship is beached. His ashes will return to the estate presently. You see, once upon a time, there was a complex feline, a prince of the street, and his name was Tito. He and I decided to share a story or two about a few other unforgettable cats. Buddhism, once practiced in the former kingdoms of Siam and Burma, believed that when you die, if you were good enough, your soul would be transferred to a cat for safekeeping. This way, special souls lived a sort of feline purgatory, and when the kitty died, the chaste soul would ascend to paradise. The belief is so deeply rooted in Siamese culture that when King Pratahichup of Siam was crowned in 1925, the ceremony was overseen by former King Rama VI in the form of a cat. A visitor to Sir Winston Churchill, acting Prime Minister in 1941, remarked the following. I had lunch with the Prime Minister and the yellow cat, which sat in a chair on his right-hand side and attracted most of his attention. He was meditating deeply on the Middle East, where he is intent on reorganizing the rearward services, and on Lord Beaverbrook, who is proving particularly troublesome. While he brooded on these matters, he kept up a running conversation with the cat, cleaning its eyes with his napkin, offering it mutton, and expressing regret that it could not have cream in wartime. A gray cat named Nelson was the most well-known of Churchill's cats during wartime. Churchill himself said, "Nelson is the bravest cat I ever knew. I once saw him chase a huge dog out of the Admiralty. I decided to adopt him and name him after our great admiral." While speaking, the Prime Minister snuck pieces of salmon to Nelson under the table. When Churchill was elected Prime Minister, the press commented on the fact that his cat Nelson would accompany him. Neville Chamberlain, the outgoing Prime Minister, had his own cat, Munich Mouser, already living at 10 Downing Street. Said the Washington Post, how will the Munich cat react to Nelson? Will he follow Chamberlain next door to his new home at number 11, leaving the field at number 10 to Nelson? Or will he refuse to abdicate and call for a showdown in His Majesty's Court of Justice? Nelson won that fight. Thank you so much for listening, friends. If you'd like to support the show, please click on the links below and know that you can always donate a cup of tea. Good night!